Shalom Aleichem and welcome back, Rabbi Dr. Eliezer Brutt. I've been to quite a few siyums on Seder Demayer, and one of the first things people come over to me and tell me is how much they enjoy listening to your breakdowns and the history of the Svarim on the Masechtas. And when is Masechtas Yevamos coming? So here it is. Masechtas Yevamos has arrived, and Masechtas Yevamos is the gateway to the Masechtas that I learned in the yeshivas. A lot of Svarim written on Lamdas, so we'll get to some of those. But as an introduction to the Masechta, Rabbi Eliezer, what do you want to start with?
Just very briefly is that in yeshiva, one usually gets to learn parts of Nashim HaZikin, just parts. But joining the Daf Yomi now, you gain that you get to enjoy a little Lamdas at the same time, obviously on a much faster pace than yeshiva, but you get to finish these Masechtas today, as opposed to back in the day, at least my day, there were numerous new tools to make it easier to do this. For example, on all daf, they have all types of shiurim and all different focusing of different types of shiurim, if you're interested. For Yevamos, they brought in some new material that also is very useful. In general, I have to admit, there is Art Scroll Gemara, both in Hebrew and English. They're very useful, and one should not necessarily be embarrassed, at least for Yevamos, to use it. There's also the Masifta from Ayiz Vahada.
Okay. Thank you for the plug for Oldaf. Wow. And we got to send the plug to Art Scroll over to them as well. Rabbi Eliezer, are there any specific tips? There are all kinds of picture books out there. Maybe you'll talk about when did the picture book phenomenon start? Has it been around for a very long time? But any specific tips you could offer people as they embark on the journey of Masechtas Yevamos?
So a personal small tip is the pen and paper. Old-fashioned. Basically, when one is learning something very complicated with charts and stuff like that, if one himself does the writing down of making the charts, it usually has a much greater impact than reading a ready-made chart. Of course, sometimes time doesn't allow. Charts do help that are printed. But personally, the Mishnah over here, Knei Lecha Chaver, some people say it's buying a pen, and it would be very apropos in for Masechtas Yevamos to go out, just to spend a little time writing down even some of the charts for yourself to help you understand.
And do you want to comment on anything that's out there on the market today? That's not something that you're familiar with.
So I can't, what I could say is as follows. I cannot say about all the different ones that are out there today. There's new ones coming out. I just saw this week a few more came out. I didn't even bother to writing down the names, but I could say in general, I do not know how far back it goes, but which would be an interesting question to find the answer to that question would be interesting. However, in the previous presentation, we spoke about Aurelio Guttmacher. So I mentioned, and I said I'll get back to it now, is his son died young. Tragically, spoke a drop about that. So Rabbi Guttmacher put out two Svarim of his son. One was on Masechtas Kinim and one was on Masechtas Yevamos. The Sefer, it's called Nachlas Tzvi, and what was it? On Yevamos, his son made a Sefer to make it easier for people. He made diagrams on the whole Masechta. The son writes that when one learns Masechtas Yevamos, which Daf Yomi already started, so people already know, you have to keep your head has to be focused a lot with all the different family members and for all the different aspects. In certain parts, it gets very confusing. So he writes Barichos in this Hagdama that don't be embarrassed. This is what you should. He's doing it. He's making these charts, and it's available on Hebrew books. And he says some people, which is now, and he talks a little bit about it, the benefits of doing it. It has an impact when you see a tmuna, a picture. It has an impact on the person more than just hearing about it, which is definitely very, very true. And he says it sounds like he anticipated that people would be upset about images. And he says, don't worry about it. He says a lot of times new things come out and people are upset about them when they come out. People are scared of the new, but no, you should embrace it. I mean, he's encouraging a Sefer, although he wasn't alive when the Sefer actually does come out. So you can't say that he was pushing it. But anyway, point is, he held it was a very important tool. So just to mention, in general, the tool, which is a lot to say about it, it plays out in a lot of Masechtas. A lot of areas of learning. If you have the visual aids, which we have today, Oldaf has put out on some Masechtas even. I think on Rosh Hashanah they had Shofar and other Masechtas, Psachim with matzah, how it's made, and wine. A lot of times it helps one understand it. Now, just to say two things about that, is that Deres in Gevei Askama, way back, about a sefer on Hilchos Shechita that the person was going to put out with pictures, and the Deris said, I had great hanah seeing this because it helps when one sees it. Even though in those days they were accustomed to seeing animals, but seeing animals, seeing the pictures, the diagrams, and when you learn Chulin, Meir Tzeshem will get there, you talk more about it over there, but he encouraged it. And one other maramakam about this is I used to hear a shir from a Yid, a Ger Chassid in Yerushalayim, Reb Moshe Yadler. He wrote many svarim on Hilchos Shabbos. And one of the things he's famous for is dealing with he's one of the first people, very big Isaac, in the bottle caps, on opening up bottles on Shabbos. Today there's numerous books, both in Hebrew and in English on the subject, but he's one of the first people that wrote about it, and he was in correspondence, and he spoke to personally with the various Gedolim, especially Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, and Rebbe Yashiv. So he mentioned more than once in his shir. When he gives shir about these topics, he had a huge bag of every type of bottle, container, everything. And if a new one would come out on the market, he would make sure to buy it and have it in his bag. And when he give these shirim, he would show it to everyone and to be able to understand everything going on. Like, long story short, every time a new one come out, he would run to Rosh Hashanah Zalman. When one of them, a new bottle method came out in that period of time, he ran to Rosh Hashanah Zalman. He asked him, could you write a tshuva about it? He went to talk to Rosh Hashanah Zalman about it, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman told him all different things. And he said, I can't remember all the things he told me. Could you write it down? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, no problem. First, write up all your issues. Write it to me, and I'll give you an answer. And he comes back a few days later. He gets a call that the tshuva is ready. The son who called him up told him Rosh Hashanah Zalman sat for the past 3 days with a soda bottle on the table, and he kept on screwing it on and off. As he was writing these tshuvas, which he deals with the lumdus and explanation why he reaches his psaka. But anyway, a lot of times seeing it helps immensely, and therefore I'm not against at all if this is a tools and people use now modern tools, at least visual aids for Yavamas especially, it's very helpful.
Okay, thank you for that. Hearing how different Gedolim throughout the generations used visuals, very interesting. I know you spoke about when we were learning Ma'ir Katan, before Ma'ir Katan, about the dangers of the Masechta and what was written about that throughout the generations. You mentioned something about Yavamis. Do you want to repeat it or say something about that now?
Yeah, I'm just going to say, we spoke more about Rikas about it, but just the Knesset Gedolah. I said that he heard that in Kushta, that they did not learn Erevin Nidon Yavamis, and he said that it has something to do with the Rasha Tevis Ani. We spoke about that. I brought that Reb Chaim, there was a manuscript of a sefer from Reb Chaim Vital that says one has to be careful to learn when one learns Masechtas Yavamis. And he said the reason was that what happened, the Arizal died while learning Masechtas Yavamis with his Talmidim. So he also attributed something behind Masechtas Yavamis, being very careful. But a little more behind it, we mentioned then Barichos, the Yosef Eimitz and Reb Chaim Ulma, they talk about it, and that there was an Eitzah to fast before the Masechta, and it was actually done by certain places. They used to fast. Al-Kopanim, but throughout the generations, as will be obvious through this presentation, people learned Yavamis, Rishayim and Achrayim.
Fascinating. Fine. So let's get back to what we usually do. We talk about the Rishayim, the Achrayim, some of the more recent Achrayim, and especially now that we get into the more Lamnish Masechtis, there's many more to talk about. So just to put this out there, Amir Tashem, Rabbi Eliezer, would love to do a special presentation on the Aruch Lener. We hope that day will come. In the near future, the Aruch Lener has a very thick volume on Yavamis. So you want to start with the Rishayim now?
So I'm going to start with just 2 points about the Gemara, then we'll move right away into the Rishayim. Okay, number one is that we've mentioned in the past that for manuscripts of the Gemara, there's the Chibur of the Dikduke Seifer from Rabbi Fal Nasan Nata Rabinovich. He begins it in the 1860s, and he dies suddenly in 1888, so... And he finishes up, he doesn't get to do much of Nashim. It took a long time for it to be finished, but many years later, Machon Talmud Yisraeli successfully finished Nashim. And it's very useful for the Gersois. They collected numerous Gersois from all different places, and very useful. One could get it, I believe, on Aitzar Chachma. Interesting recent work, just to mention, is someone from Lakewood. It's called Nuscha Yeshara. Someone, his name is... Rabbi Kramer, and here he also deals with different questions one can answer. He deals with the Gersois and using different tools, including the Dikduke Seifer from Hashalim, to answer up different some things relating to the Gersais out there. He also has an interesting introduction and a piece in the back explaining the significance of Gersais and Gemara in general, and who was Isaac in it, a little bit about it. Okay. But that's all for the topic of the Gemara. Okay.
So let's get right into the Rishonim.
Okay. So Rishonim, so as I've quoted in the past, first we have the Chida. I've quoted a few times. He has a list which Rishonim are out there. So he says there's a Ritva, Rajba, Ramban, and a Tosis Rush. Tosis Rush is first printed in 1776. I believe it might even have Haskama from the Chida. Okay. In general, as a before just going into briefly a few Rishonim, the two ideas. How does one find out which Rishonim there are in Masechtos? I've mentioned in the past this excellent work, Sarya Ella, from a Menachem Kasher. Menachem Kasher collected the various Rishonim that was printed on each Masechta, giving some information about it. And on Masechtos Yevamos, he has a few nice amount of entries, but it's outdated because it was completed in the 1970s. Some Masechtos, not too many Masechtos, someone tries to collect the different Mefarshim that are out there, L'chol Pachas Rishonim. One such Masechta is Masechtos Yevamos. There's a fellow, I think I quoted him more than once, his name is Rabbi Aaron Gabay, prolific writer, he has a lot of material, one can find it on the internet, and he has a Sefer on Yevamos, Rinas Aaron. In the Sefer, he has a long arichos of listing out all the Rishonim that there are, with in-depth discussions about them, which are best editions, and the significance of them, and all different tumults that come up about the different issues relating to Rishonim. Very interesting. If one wants a copy of this section relating to the Rishonim, it's a nice amount, 30-something pages, feel free to email me at eliezerbrut@gmail.com, and I will send out this. I will send you this PDF, a quick, easy read, and you can get a clear understanding of all the Rishonim out there. We're obviously not going to mention all the Rishonim and all the different aspects of all the Rishonim, but there is such a tool, at least for Yevamos. Okay, but more specifically, so the Gedolei Rishonim are on Masechtos Yevamos, but as I've pointed out in the past, we did not have them throughout the generations. The first time, the Lamashal, the Ramban, is first printed from manuscript only in the 1740s, and then the next time it's printed is in 1837. So if someone's learning Masechtos Yevamos and wanted the Ramban, it wasn't too easy to get. The Rajba first comes to print in 1720, then again in 1756, but even those two times, it's not complete. The next time, it's in 1809. So in short, it's not all that available. And the Ritva first comes to print in 1757 with Haskam of the Chida. So these three works, the Gedolei Rishonim, we take for granted because a lot of Yiddish houses even today have it, but every shul has it. There's a Ritva, a Rajba, a Ramban, and all the Masechtos, but they didn't have it. They didn't have it so accessible. Even once it was printed, it wasn't so common to have it. Many yeshivas didn't even have it before the war. Now, what we have now, the Ritva, the Rajba, Ramban, in fancy editions. Of course, one has to mention the Ritva with Rabbi Aaron Yaffin's edition, which is two very fat volumes. I know people that cut out, there's so much material there. He deals with the manuscript information, but he also deals with being Masber, the Ritva, and all the whole base medrash of where the Ritva comes from, means say the Ramban, the Rajba. He deals with all this in these footnotes. Tons of Tyra and Shiurim are based on these on these notes of his. There's Iyunim in the back. People have cut out parts of it just because it's impossible. In my day, you had to schlep around a huge Ritva. From Meister of Cook, it was very hard, so there was eight. So you cut out the malum in the back, and you had it. But anyway, it was very incredible, incredible work. And today we have all these Rishonim, but they didn't always have them. That's the point of the Rishonim. Now, just to mention briefly two newer discoveries, so to speak. So one is on Masechtos Yevamos, we have what we call the Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar. This is from the famous Bloy Rishonim. Rabbi Bloy printed numerous editions of Rishonim. Not all of them really made it into the various yeshivas, but on Yevamos, Rabbi Avraham Nahar did make it in a lot of yeshivas. They do learn it. They do use it, and it's an extensive sefer on the Masechta. And just to mention one piece of information about Rabbi Avraham Nahar, so I have a friend, his name is Pinchas Roth, he wrote a doctorate about this tkufa, and he has a whole section about Rabbi Avraham Nahar, not to be mayrich about it, but he brings a testimony of someone that knew him personally, writes about him, Soif davar ein kamayu b'chol goynei avar han evar anar, vihine lahalo ma'oid. and he says how he's very famous and he's an amazing person, and he knows how to paskin whatever comes to his way. And he in this doctorate, he has a section on Rabbi Ramanar. He talks specifically about his Mahalach. He's very into the Rambam. Okay, I can about Rabbi Ramanar. One other Rishon, just to conclude, is the Taisis Yishanim. On the side of the Gemara is the Taisis Yishanim. And today we have Mechon Ofek has printed a complete edition of Taisis Yishanim. I've explained this. The Shas Vilna, when they sent out people looking for different materials relating to the Gemara, new materials, they got the Taisis Yishanim, but it was incomplete. In 1969, in a journal, some new material from the same manuscript is printed that was not printed by the Shas Vilna, and Ofek came along and printed a whole Masechta. I remember when I was in, and it's very important for Taisis, without getting into Barichos of what it does with Taisis, without, is it working with Taisis, is it its own work? But I remember in yeshiva, when I was in the Mir learning, they used to say that Rav Nachum was very into the Taisis Yishanim. He was around before Ofek came out, and he even had the article that was printed in this academic journal, but he didn't keep it with his Svarim. He kept it, so it shouldn't be mixed with the Svarim, this academic chapter that someone had brought him about the Taisis, which had material of the Taisis Yishanim. Arkan, the Rishonim on the Masechta. I mean, there's many more, as I mentioned, but these are just some of the highlights.
Wow, okay. So let's move on to the Achronim. I remember when I was learning Masechtas Yevamos in Long Beach, and I'm sure this is the basis of many Masechtas Yevamos learnings in many yeshivas, is Ukivegris Kasha, Masechtas Yevamos. I think it took us the whole man until we got to answer the Kasha. I think by that time I might have been so confused. I'm not sure I was fully getting the Teretz. So we know there's Ukivegris on Masechtas Yevamos. So talk about some of the Achronim or Achronim we mentioned. What specific Achronim would you like to mention on Masechtas Yevamos?
Okay, so I'll go very briefly. We first have the Yamshel Shleima, who although he dies in about 1570s, and he was one of the Gedolei Hadar of his Tkufa, but his Pirish on Masechtas Yevamos, the Yamshel Shleima, is only printed many years later, 1739. Numerous theories are given about that, but it's beyond the scope of today. Moving a little further, another Gaon that was active a little after the Marshal, his name was Reb Tzvi Horowitz, from the famous Horowitz family, who's active in the 1640s and onwards, who dies in 1680, he wrote a sefer called Gaon Tzvi, and this sefer was printed after his death, like many Svarim, in 1737. Also considered a useful achron on the earlier achron on the Masechta. It has very chashev askamas of note to Rabbi Yonasan Aivish's askama. Okay. The Pnei Yeshua, although in a lot of Masechtas we have the Pnei Yeshua, we do not have, he writes that he did write a sefer on Masechtas Yevamos. But and he writes he was going to print it separately from the rest of Nashim, and he uses the Lashon of Ani, which I've spoken about the Rosh HaTevis. He was going to write about Erev and Nida and Yevamos. L'maisa Yevamos never gets printed, and we don't know what happened with it. Interestingly enough, many years later, the Aruch Lener, who I hope to talk about more by Richos, in 1850 prints a sefer, which he says he wrote when he was very young. He emphasizes that he's doing it to similar to the Pnei Yeshua, because we don't even have the Pnei Yeshua, and he's very focused on Rashi, similar to what one of the many aspects of the Pnei Yeshua he's going to focus on in his work. But that's in 1850 when Aruch Lener does that. There's another Gaon Tzvi that's printed in 1801 from Ritzvi Av Bezdin of Raisha. He has very chashev askamas of that kufa. It's interesting, his almana and his children were ones actively trying to print his material. And then a sefer that's also quoted a lot is the Oil David. Oil David is a very interesting achron person. He, in the 1770s, he begins a kesher and he learns by the Noyim Yehuda. He's a Talmud Muvik of the Noyim Yehuda. And it seems that the person that the most tshuvas are written to in the Noyim Yehuda is to this Reb David. There's an interesting small little book on him. Reb David Deitch, someone in Bnei Brak put out in the early 2000s, and he was a prolific person, but not so much of his was printed. So if you have the work on Yevamos is printed now, but not only does he have so much to do with the, not only does he have a lot to do with the Noyim Yehuda, he's also very close with the Ksam Sefer. His son-in-law is the Maram Ash, another Talmud of the Ksam Sefer, and that's another sefer that people use on the Masechta. Moving right along, there's a sefer Yashrus Yaakov printed in 1863 from Yaakov Drimmer. who dies in 1872, also used a lot, and there's a recent new edition of it, like many other such svarim. And just to conclude, there's the Karen Ira, which we've spoken about a few times, the Netziv in Remi Sada, in Valazhin, they learned Yevamos like all other yeshivas, but in Valazhin we have the Netziv Shirim, and there's the Neher Shraga, which we, from Ramay Shalurya, which we also spoke about him by Mayakatan, a Talmud of Valazhin, in 1870s, he prints a sefer, and he also makes sure to note in the Hagdama that it's a hard Masechta. Adkan, the regular Achreinim, before dealing or discussing the yeshivish svarim, so to speak, that came out before World War II.
Oh wow, we're going to get to hear you speak about yeshivish svarim. It's something you should shy away from. Yevamos is going to be an exception.
Yeah. I don't know. Yevamos will be an exception. I don't know what will be further, but for Yevamos, you have to at least try.
Fine. So take it away. Have it to Aris.
Okay. So first,
what makes it to your list?
Okay, so I in the time allotted over here that we want to keep it to a certain amount of time, so we're not going to speak about all of them. There's many, many Chasheva ones, just
and
to highlight.
Current,
everyone always has to.
Rachem is not before World War II.
Correct.
Classic.
Right, so after World War II is endless amount of Nachum. I remember when it came out, the unbelievable Simcha in the mirror that it came out finally, and people, now they have many Shiurim of Reb Nachum on all different Masechtas, but then it was a big thing, Yevamos, when's it coming out, and it finally came out, it took a long time till it came out. But anyway, so first we have Reb Elchanan, Chayvetz Aris, this is the one of the go-to Svarim.
Now why is it printed with the Chuvah Rashba?
Now, it's interesting. I try to find out about that. I cannot come up with a good answer. I don't know why. They pulled together. There's no introduction to explain why they decided to put in the Rajba, all this material from the Rajba, but it's extremely useful. It seems Rabbi Hanan's son wrote Ha'aris, little Ha'aris on it also, but there's no explanation why. But I guess the point was, is Rabbi Hanan held, the Rajba is very important, and the Chuvas is a ton of literature, and it's forgotten about, so let's put it into the Sefer. Also interesting, everyone always loves to quote this always, is Reb Elchanan has Agdama with some interesting historical ideas about Svarim. It's printed in his Chayvetz Aris and Yevamos. And Reb Elchanan doesn't need anyone to tell, we don't need to discuss the fame and the galus of Reb Elchanan, his great Talmidim, and the impact that he had on so many people pre-World War II. One of the Gedolim, and interesting, I have to mention, there was a beautiful article put out by a Dovi Schaefer in the Mishpacha in recent times about Reb Elchanan, with tons of new material. He spent a lot of time researching him, and he put out a beautiful article, and he gave me permission that if someone emails me, I could send out a PDF of the article, again, at eliezerbrot@gmail.com. But with that, I don't need to give anything about. I don't need to say anything, and who am I to even say anything about Reb Elchanan? But Reb Chaim Meiser, the brother-in-law of Reb Elchanan, when he gives askama to the sefer and he writes about it, extremely impressive askama. He doesn't know why Reb Elchanan's even asking, but he says Matzibem Ha'aris Amukais Va'aris Meir Einayim, and he very very impressive askama from Reb Chaim Meiser on the sefer. Talking about Reb Chaim Meiser and Achiezer, who didn't write on the Seder of Shas so much, but we have in his Chuvas Achiezer, important Chuvas also relating to Yevamos, which shows Reb Chaim Meiser in his Galus, which is a combination of Bekius and Ion and Amkus and everything. And I don't need to, what's his name, about Reb Chaim Meiser, one doesn't need to talk about, especially we have a beautiful work from Reb Shlomo Yosef Zevin, which analyzes Mahalach HaLimud, and in recent, a year or two ago, Reb David Kamenetsky, a good friend of mine, put out a beautiful book, part one, on Reb Chaim Meiser, hopefully the next book will come out soon, where he deals with Reb Chaim Meiser, the great gadol of before World War II, of the yeshiva world, the Bechlal of the world at the time. And he puts them in proper perspective in different aspects and trying to figure out with all the different issues that were going on in Klal Yisrael, Reb Chaim Meiser's role. Okay. What's interesting relating to Yevamos, I found, is that Reb Chaim Meiser, is the brother-in-law of Reb Elchanan. Now, who did they? Reb Elchanan marries Reb Meir Atlas. It seems this Reb Meir Atlas is a guy, was an unbelievable Chashev Yid, a Rav. And now, his daughter married a Rabbi Yehuda Leib Shapiro. Rabbi Yehuda Leib Shapiro dies without children. Rabbi Yehuda Leib Shapiro is the son of the Devar Avram. Rabbi Avram Shapiro, one of the great, also great, great Gedolim, I would love to maybe one day return to talk all about in Barichos. And this Rabbi Yehuda Leib dies without children. the Dvar Avram does Chalitza, Yana de Yaima, and we also have to mention in the Dvar Avram, there's also material on Yevamis. And Reb Chaim Oizer, after his first wife dies, he ends up marrying this Reb Yehuda Leib Shapiro, that's how he becomes the brother-in-law of Reb Elchanan. So it's a Yibum connection over here. And there's some material of this Reb Yehuda Leib, which one could find in the back of one of the volumes of the Dvar Avram. To conclude, one of the svarim of the yeshiva world, one of my svarim that I always used to love, I had a personal connection to it, a shtickle, is Dimrei Maisha. Dimrei Maisha was a Rosh Yeshiva of Brisk in Reb Chaim's time, a Talmud of Reb Chaim, and it was considered one of the most, I guess till today it still is, in my day it was, one of the top Chashivs the Lamdash Svarim on different Masechtas, with his Saman, whenever he had Samanim Yevamis, he has a lot of material. His Talmud wrote all, so my personal connection was my great uncle learned by him, his name was Rabbi Zions, he learned by this, by the Imre Maisha, he spoke about him very highly to me a bunch of times when I was younger, so from then on I always had a chiba to the Imre Maisha to make sure to have it right away and use it whenever I had opportunity. But just to conclude, a Talmud of his wrote a beautiful, a page or two about Imre Maisha in his sefer on called Birchas Aretz on Inyani Omer and Shtei Alechem. And this Talmud writes time about Imre Maisha that it was said in the yeshiva world. This is being written in the 1930s in the yeshiva world. This is one of the svarim that had the most chedushim at that time that was accepted by everyone, and Meirdeka depth and amkus and svara. There's actually pieces of Reb Chaim in here also. And he writes down about the tremendous, he writes about the Rebbe Moshe, describing him as being an unbelievable Rebbe. He had a tremendous relationship with his Talmidim, and he was a Meirdeka ability to be oimik and sit with a tremendous asmada. He used to lock himself in a room for periods of time to be uninterrupted so he could prepare, I guess, and put out some of his amazing Torah that he became famous for. Okay, Adkan, those are just some of the many highlights of the Svarim pre-World War II. After World War II, there's an explosion. The explosion is still continuing. I mean, even this week, I got an email of someone sending a 1,000-page chibur on Yevamis. It's endless what ends up happening. But and continues to happen as we speak. It'll probably be a few more learning Daf Yomina.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so we have some gedolim we got to get back to. Dvar Avram, who else did you mention that you'd like to speak about in the near future?
Aruch Lener, Mirtz Hashem. We'll try to highlight about that.
Avram, yeah. One day. Okay.
So Avram is a whole, we'll see.
And who wrote the article in the Mishpacha magazine?
Dovi Schaefer.
Was it Hebrew or English?
English. On Reb Elchanan, an excellent article, and he asked permission, and I could send it out, send the email, and I mentioned also the article about all the Svarim on Yevamis, the Rishayim from Aaron Gabay, also could send out.
Excellent. Again, Eliezer Brot, ELIEZERBROTT@gmail.com. Okay, looking forward to speaking with you again shortly.